So by right, a person should be able on Chol HaMoed to take a haircut or a shave for Chol HaMoed. You know, we say that anything that's a malach, anything that's a forbidden activity for Shabbos and Yontif, that is not considered skilled labor, that you do it for the purpose of Yontif, you're permitted to do. Now, you may say, now, taking a shave is clearly not skilled labor. Maybe getting a haircut, but let's say that taking a shave is clearly not skilled labor, and therefore there should be no reason not to, by right, you should be able to do it, take a shave on Chol HaMoed for Chol HaMoed, or right before the second days of Yontif. A haircut, which may be skilled labor, but a haircut can fall under the category of Tzar Chayaguf, of taking care of yourself, taking care of your physical self, which you're allowed to even employ skilled labor to do that on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, by right, taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed, again, for Chol HaMoed or for Yontif, should be permissible. But this is an example, haircutting is an example where the sages explicitly created a prohibition on Chol HaMoed. A prohibition on Chol HaMoed to cut your hair. And the reason why they made that prohibition is because they were afraid that if you can cut your hair on Chol HaMoed, you won't bother taking a shave or cutting your hair before Yontif. You'll come into Yontif looking all unkept. And therefore, to make sure that you'll come into Yontif all unkept, saying, well, okay, Chol HaMoed, I'll do it. And therefore, to prevent that from happening, the sages said, there is no cutting your hair on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, even if for some reason you couldn't get a haircut before Yontif, that's it, too bad. You will not be able to take a haircut or take a shave during Chol HaMoed. It was a special prohibition the sages made in order to prevent people from basically being lazy, coming into Yontif looking unkept, because they know that Chol HaMoed will take care of it. And therefore, they made this prohibition.
What about cutting fingernails?
One second, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Now, there is a machlekes rishayin, a machlekes amongst early authorities, in the following. Let's say, you went ahead, and if the whole reason that you're not supposed to cut your hair is because we want to make sure that you come into Yontif with your hair cut, okay? So, what if I actually did cut my hair before Yontif? Mm. I did do it. I did what I was supposed to do. I made sure that I entered Yontif all nice and neat. But now comes Chol HaMoed, I need a shave. I need a shave. And you can't. And don't tell me that, why didn't you shave before? I did shave before. I did what I was supposed to do before. So according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam says, you took a haircut before? You took a haircut before Yontif? You did what you were supposed to do before Yontif? You could take a haircut Chol HaMoed too. Take a shave Chol HaMoed too. But others disagree with that. And the Shulchan Aruch paskin like those opinions, the Shulchan Aruch decided like those opinions that say that even if you cut your hair before Yontif, or took a shave before Yontif, you cannot cut your hair or take a shave during Chol HaMoed. Now, this prohibition was a prohibition about your face. It does not prevent a woman from shaving her legs on Chol HaMoed. The prohibition there was not put. It's a prohibition that talks about your face, your outer appearance. So it would be no problem for a woman to shave her legs. Now, same asked about cutting nails. Okay? Cutting your nails, again on Shabbos and Yontif, can't do that. But again, it's unskilled labor, right? More than it's unskilled labor to cut your nails and you need it for Yontif. You can call it Tzar Chayaguf. It's a physical need that you should look, you should look okay, not look unkept. So cutting nails, Can I cut my nails during Chol HaMoed? So the real question is, are nails the same thing like hair? Mm-hmm. When the sages went ahead and they told us that we can't cut your hair, because we want to make sure that you cut your hair before Yontif, so as not to come into Yontif unkept, did the same thing apply by nails? It was the same decree made by nails. And interesting, it would seem that Sfardim would have no problem cutting their nails because the Shulchan Aruch said that prohibition not apply to nails. So as long as you need to cut your nails for Chol HaMoed or for the second days of Yontif, there'd be no problem. But the Ramah, who Ashkenazim follow, said no. You don't cut your nails during Chol HaMoed. You gotta cut your nails before. However, here we would be lenient that if, let's say, a person did cut their nails before Yontif, or I believe, let's say for some reason a person couldn't, he was in a situation where he couldn't, where he wasn't able to, in that situation we would apply Rabbeinu Tam's argument and say, well, you can't say that I should have done it before Yontif because I did do it before Yontif. Or I couldn't do it before Yontif. I think it applies there too. I'm not sure. I have to double check that. In that situation, being that nails itself is already a question if the whole decree applies to nails, so regarding nails, we would follow the leniency of Rabbeinu Tam to say that if you cut your nails before Yontif and for some reason during Cholamah you got to cut them again, you'd be permitted to do so. And another situation of cutting nails that's permitted on Chol HaMoed, without question, is a woman going to mikveh. Before she goes to mikveh, part of her preparation is to cut her nails. There would be no question of being able to do that. Now, another thing that the sages forbade, even though following the regular rules of Chol HaMoed, there shouldn't be a problem, is laundry. Washing clothing is something you cannot do on Shabbos and Yontif. It's a malacha, it's a forbidden activity of Shabbos and Yontif. It's not skilled, and I need the clothing for Chol HaMoed or for Yontif, so by right I should be able to wash my clothing. But here too, for the same reason of haircutting, the sages instituted, there is no laundering clothing during Chol HaMoed, because you want to make sure you come into Yontif with clean clothing. And therefore they said there is no option to clean your clothing during Chol HaMoed to make sure that people would clean their clothing in honor of Yontif before Yontif. So it follows the same kind of pattern. Now, one of the exceptions to this that is made are children's clothing. Little children, the type of kids that are always getting their clothing dirty, that kind of clothing you are permitted to wash during Chol HaMoed. But typically, you know, older people, we can wear our clothing, even if it's a little bit, you know, not so clean, and we have different changes of clothing, and therefore we are not permitted to wash clothing during Chol HaMoed. Now, you also cannot, you know, let's say you have a child that you're washing their clothing, you're permitted to wash their clothing, you can't say, oh, once the washing machine's going, you know, I'll throw in a couple of extra things. You can't do that. What you could do, if let's say you have a stain, is called spot cleaning. Right? When you spot clean, you just kind of focus on the spot itself. That is not called laundering. That you may do Chol HaMoed. And another kind of laundering you may do Chol HaMoed is, if let's say something gets dirty for some reason, and if you don't clean it right away, the stain will ruin the garment, like a child, you know, vomits. Or sometimes you have like a light cut, certain kind of a blouse, it gets a stain, the stain's not going to come out. So on Yontif itself, you can't do it. But in Chol HaMoed, you would be able to do it, because that's called Davar HaAvid. That's preventing a loss of principle. You have an article, it can get ruined. And therefore, whatever it would take to be able to clean that garment to make sure it doesn't get ruined, you'd be permitted to do on Chol HaMoed. Polishing your shoes. Is there an issue of polishing your shoes? One thing before I forget. If let's say your clothing gets wet, you want to dry it in a dryer, that you can do. That's not called laundering. Okay. Polishing your shoes. Can you polish your shoes during Chol HaMoed? So the question of whether you could or not would revolve around the fact that if I can't launder my clothing, so maybe polishing, and shoes are considered clothing too, then the cleaning of clothing, shoe clothing, is to polish. And maybe therefore it will be included in that decree of laundering. I can't polish shoes either. So there are people who are stringent, but according to, I believe, most opinions and common practice, is that you would be permitted to polish your shoes on Chol HaMoed. That does not fall under the category of this special decree of laundering, but of course we're talking about polishing the shoes that you need to polish for Chol HaMoed and for the second days of Yontif.